Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Really excited today with something that is so simple yet so powerful that it can completely change the way that you look at referral partners and the types of referral partners that you have right now. So we talk all the time that your referral teams are made up of your profitability partners, of your super groups, your cross promotion partners, your content distributors, and your affiliates. Five different groups that we're building that fit under the umbrella of your referral teams. But the three words you have to be able to use with your referral teams is reflect, review, and tweak. See, you can't just put up with what your referral teams look like right now. It's always an evolving process. And if we're not looking to evolve, change, improve, then in the end, we're always going to be stuck with what we've got. But as an individual, you are always evolving. Your business is always evolving. You are having better conversations with people. And sometimes that doesn't mean that your current referral partners are still a good fit. They were a good fit when you were in that space, but now that you're 6 months on, 12 months on, 2 years on, are they still a good fit? And that's why we have to continue to reflect on what does our referral teams look like. Do we have the right sorts of people? Are we having quality conversations? Are we actually creating opportunities for each other? Are we able to share networks because we've still got the same sorts of networks? Or is it time that we make some changes? But you can't do that unless you actually sit at your referral team's overview spreadsheet and you look at all the people who are on there and you actually ask yourself some serious questions. Now, it's not a matter of being of upsetting people or going, oh, I feel a bit mean here. This is about getting your team of 66 people to be passing you at least an opportunity every single day. And if you have 66 opportunities because they all pass you just one a month, what a different business you're going to have. But if you've got people on your referral teams that you're not doing things with, you're not having conversations with, then why are they still there? Now you have to ask yourself, they're still there because I haven't been doing anything. Great, you have to change that. Or are they still there because I haven't had the courage to say, look, this isn't working out, we need to just move on. And they're probably thinking it too. And you're probably actually doing them a favor because they don't want to let you down. So you need to have a bit of a think and reflect on what your referral teams are. Review the sorts of people that are in there. Do you now have other people in your network that you need to be having conversations with that you're not? Do you now have other people in your network who actually have better networks and are more suited to what you want to try to do? Have you come across other people in your network that are just more fun to do things with? It's fine to move on. It's fine to find other people. It's fine to get the best possible team for you. And all it is a matter of a bit of communication with your current people to ensure that you just move away nicely. You can't keep the same sorts of people that you had 6 months ago, years ago, if you continue to evolve. Then this is going to always evolve too. So you need to have a look. Great time when there's a bit of downtime. Have a look at, reflect on your teams, review the people who are in there, and now start making some tweaks. Okay, start looking at, how do I get the strongest, best possible teams for me right now? So whether you do it at the end of every year, whether you do it at the end of every quarter, whether you do it bi-yearly, it doesn't matter, but you've got to put this into part of your plan. So a simple thing that I do, as we come right now towards the end of the year, I review every single thing that we've got going on, from opt-in pages to sequences to videos to social engagement contact, and this just becomes another one. And we review and we go, are we doing it the best we possibly can? And that's my simple question. Are we doing this the best we possibly can? And if you answer honestly for just about everything you ask that question to, your answer is probably going to be no. And that's fine. So now make some little tasks of, well, okay, what do I need to do to make it better? Once we actually start sitting down and evaluating the things that we've got going on, that's when we can make changes. So you can't keep looking at your referral team's overview spreadsheet, get frustrated by the names you've got on there and do nothing with it. Remember, 6 profitability partners, 8 in the supergroup, 12 cross-promotion partners, 20 content distributors, 20 affiliates. They all create one opportunity for you a month. You have just got 66 new opportunities. If you're not getting 66 new opportunities, if you don't have those sorts of numbers, if you've got numbers but nothing is happening, that is the big bright sign that says you need to change things. So don't sit there, go, it'll just change, it'll just happen. Make it happen. What do I need to do to be more efficient with my teams? What do I need to do to grow my teams? Who do I need to speak to? Who do I need to ask? They're the sorts of questions that you need to be asking yourself. I think when we start to realize the power of other people's networks, the power of leveraging where other people give you business, all of a sudden now you build your teams very quickly. If I look at why do we get so many referrals and opportunities a day, it's because of the people we've got around us. Because of the brilliant people that we've been able to build relationships with, train on what we do. So therefore, when they come across other people in their networks that need what we do, they've got no problem in being able to talk to them about us. That's what you've got to constantly focus on. Because as soon as you have a large team around you, then all of a sudden, it becomes really easy. So it's like anything. When you start pushing the train, it's very hard. It doesn't move. You get a few little budges, you think you're getting somewhere, and all of a sudden, you just haven't moved a centimeter. But you keep pushing, and you keep pushing. And all of a sudden, the train moves a little bit, and it moves a little bit more, and a little bit more. And before you know it, it's moving that. You can't run around the other side to stop it. And that's momentum. You can get momentum with anything you want to do when you are doing the right activities. You can't do the right activities unless you reflect, review, and tweak. And that's what we need to do right now with our referral teams. Reflect, review, and tweak so that we get better and stronger teams that are around us. Now, we're doing this in December. Do it every quarter, because then you will ensure that your teams are working for you. Hopefully that's been really helpful. If I don't get to speak to you, which I won't until next week, and next week will be Boxing Day here in Australia. It'll be Christmas Day over in the US and the UK. But have a wonderful Christmas. Hope everyone stays safe. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the loved ones that are around you, and really can't wait to get back with you after Christmas, and in particular 2017, and make it a bumper year for you. Take care, everyone, and I'll speak to you real soon.